Please be seated. Valerie Cower spoke these words in November 2016. In our tears and agony, we hold our children close and confront the truth. The future is dark, but my faith dares me to ask, what if this darkness is not the darkness of the tomb, but the darkness of the womb? What if our America is not dead, but a country still waiting to be born? What if the story of America is one long labor? What if all the mothers who came before us, who survived genocide and occupation, slavery and Jim Crow, racism and xenophobia and Islamophobia, political oppression and sexual assault, are standing behind us now, whispering in our ear, "You are brave." What if this is our great contraction before we birth a new future? Remember the wisdom of the midwife. Breathe, she says, then push. Easter is the major Christian holiday, and it is essentially a day to remember that at the heart of Christianity is the belief that we are all loved, that no one of us is doomed to an eternity of suffering, that each of us is promised second chances over and over again. Easter is about new life and all of us having a second chance. And really, who doesn't like the chance to have a second chance? In our UU tradition, we can shy away from Easter. Many of us are not Christian, and if we are, we are not a rigid, dogmatic Christian, and so we often try to underplay our historical relationship to Christianity and some of its theologies that defy science or are otherwise dogmatic. And because we value a diversity of voices and believe there is truth in many faiths or traditions, including humanism and atheism, we shy away from Christianity's triumphalism and attempts to colonize others. But what if this Easter story is not about death or the tomb? And what if it is not about triumphalism, the belief that because Jesus rose from the dead, Christianity has the right to rule the world? What if Easter is about what emerges from the tomb? What if Easter is about the process of emergence? In this Christian story, Jesus is transformed in the tomb. But imagine an Easter story with an alternate ending. What if he stayed in the tomb, where he did not come out and he did not show his face again? In some way, it would not have mattered that he was transformed. His followers would have assumed his death was like all others, and there was nothing special, no special message, nothing different. If Jesus does not come out of the tomb, it does not matter if his resurrection is a literal one or a figurative one. The good news of Easter cannot be shared if Jesus does not come out, does not emerge from the tomb. Howard Dana recently preached here at Bethany's ordination, and in his sermon he said that these are really hopeful times, not because everything is going well, not because we can see the light, not because we can see so much progress. No, these are hopeful times because change is happening. Howard spoke about how, like Rip Van Winkle, America has been asleep for a long time. And after the last election, we have started the process of waking up, of becoming woke to the isms of the world. He said, "The year 2018 is no time for despair. It is no time for hand-wringing. It is no time for capitulation. Just the opposite. These are hopeful, exciting times. Hopeful and exciting because we really do have the power to change things. These are joyous and engaging times. Joyous and engaging because we are woke and we aren't going back to sleep again. You and I are not going to pretend that sexism and racism don't exist. You and I are not going to pretend that immigrants aren't important. You and I are not going to pretend that guns are not a problem in America. We are not going back to sleep. We are not going to ignore women. We are not going to dismiss people of color. We are not going to betray queer folk. We are not going to abuse immigrants. We are not going to turn a blind eye to the poor, the addicted, the ill, or the imprisoned. Caesar can have what he demands, but the rest we are going to give to God. Unitarian Universalism saves lives. Unitarian Universalism redeems people. Unitarian Universalism proclaims justice. You and I are going to champion UU values everywhere we can. We know this fine old faith of ours can make a difference. It has in the past, and it will again in the future. Now that we are woke, we ain't going back to sleep. The world is being transformed by us, and we are being transformed by the world. But no one is going to know unless we share the good news. No one is going to know unless we show up. No one is going to know unless we make ourselves seen. Second chances sound good. There is hope in that. And birth sounds good. Babies are cute. And all the possibility is there in their lovely little faces. There is just so much hope. And yet this whole process of change and transformation can be terrifying. I was 23 when I had my first child. And I distinctly remember as I was in the early stages of labor of realizing that nothing would ever be the same again. It may seem utterly silly to you to think about me having that thought, but up until that point in my life, because I was only 23 and had led a pretty protected life, all my decisions were not final. There was always a choice B, an alternate if something didn't work out. And in that moment, I realized there was only one way through this process. There was only going forward. There was no backing out. It was the first time in my life where I did not have an alternative, where I could not change my mind. Had I not been so distracted by the whole process, I'm pretty sure I would have totally flipped out. Birth is hopeful and terrifying. Coming out of the tomb is hopeful and terrifying. Showing up is hopeful and terrifying. None of it is easy. In this emergence from the tomb, we are given the promise that there are second chances, that revelation is not sealed, and that the possibility of progress is always with us. We are not given the promise that it will be all bunnies and Easter eggs and yummy chocolate. Jesus' followers had a variety of reactions and responses to his emergence from the tomb. The women were terrified. Many of his disciples hid in an upper room until he appeared to them. Thomas doubted Jesus altogether and would not believe until he could touch him. No one said, "Hallelujah! Jesus has risen. We are saved. Let's go conquer the world." That kind of Christian thinking came from centuries of Christianity being co-opted by the Roman Empire. The message of Easter is not that it will be all okay from here on in. Easy sailing, no worries. That is not the message. The message of Easter is that there is a before and an after, and our understanding of the way of being in the world is different now that we know Jesus has emerged from the tomb. Death holds a different meaning, yes. But way more important, life holds a different meaning. There is hope because we emerge transformed, woke. The message is one where it is not all up to me, or all up to you, or even all up to us. I do believe there is a power in this world that is greater than all of us combined. Some people call that God. Some people call that their higher power. Some people call that the human spirit. I am less concerned with the name than with the faith I hold that we and that spirit are at work transforming this world. And that is the message of Easter. In a world without end, may this be so. If being an Easter people means believing in transformation, in what emerges, in the hope of change, then we are the Easter people. At the heart of the work of this church, this community, is the belief that showing up counts, and that our efforts can change the world, and that there is a reason to hope. This is our vision, our faith, our life. I invite you now to give to our morning offering in order to support the work of this congregation.